Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 88. Want to establish a good habit? Use The Secret Mental Force by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, Life Optimizers. I'm Justin Mollick, and this is Optimal Living Daily, or OLD for short. I'm back today with a post from the Zen master herself, Mary Yuksh of Good Life Zen, talking about a secret mental force that will help you establish good habits. I've seen questions about how to start and keep habits, so hopefully this will help those of you who struggle with that. I know I do. But really quick, if you appreciate this podcast, please know that it does lose money every month, and I'm continuing to do this because first, I feel like it helps me with my social anxiety since it's forcing me to speak more, but I also see emails from you and that really keeps me going. You have such nice things to say, and without that, I probably would have given up a long time ago. So thank you for that, and a special thank you to patrons of the show who have contributed to help pay the bills of hosting all 88 of these episodes, plus the cost of the website and mailing list provider. I really appreciate that help to pay the bills. And if you can support, I'd really appreciate that. You can become a patron of the show at oldpodcast.com. And you can also join my free weekly newsletter, which is another great way to show that you enjoy the podcast. Plus, you get entered to win a book every month and get free stuff from me. So again, you can do all that at oldpodcast.com. Or to join the mailing list really quickly, you can text OPTIMAL to the number 44222. So hopefully I'll see you there. But for now, let's start optimizing your life. Want to establish a good habit? Use This Secret Mental Force by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com. Have you ever wanted to establish a new habit, but then your motivation wavered and waned? You are not alone. It happens to most people. Many people who want to join the fitness challenge wrote that they were nervous about losing motivation along the way. One person said, echoing the concern of many others, quote, "My weakness is that I start and then stop too quickly," end quote. Does that sound familiar? I've read many books and articles on motivation, and they are all inspiring and wonderful, but they don't mention the key problem. Motivation doesn't work. It doesn't work because it's not a strong mental force. Bad news, eh? The Oxford Dictionary defines motivation as a desire or willingness to do something. Here's what happens. You get an idea of how you would like to change. Maybe you want to lose weight, get fit, rise early, or go back to school. You read an inspiring article or go to a meeting and you're all fired up. Motivation is at its peak. The problem is, a few days later, you no longer feel motivated. It's all become just too difficult. In fact, you feel worse than you did before you read the article or joined the meeting. You just can't find whatever it takes to stay, quote, motivated. It happened to me a few years ago when I started to study for a master's in religious studies. At first, I was excited and looked forward to the challenge, but after a few months, I felt overwhelmed. Free time was eaten up by my studies, and I was always running behind with my assignments. Just 6 months into the program, my motivation was at a low ebb. It all just seemed too much. Nevertheless, I graduated 3 years later. How did I do it? I discovered a mental force that is much stronger than mere motivation. The problem with motivation. If you rely on motivation to carry you through, you're doomed to fail whatever it is you want to achieve because motivation is an unstable force. It's like the weather. Sometimes the sun shines and sometimes it rains. Motivation depends on many variables. If you're tired or hungry, stressed or unwell, your motivation will be low. Then when you're rested, your motivation will be higher. What is the strongest mental force? If you really want to change, you need to focus on a mental power that is stable and will see you through the dips and surges of motivation. We all have this power, but we have to dig deep in order to activate it. Our secret mental weapon is called resolve. Resolve is the power that makes change happen. Let me give you an example. In my 20s, I was a heavy smoker. I smoked more than 30 cigarettes a day. I tried to stop 3 times. The first 2 times, I was well motivated. I could see that it'd be beneficial for my health. I gave up for a few months, but then I broke up with a boyfriend, was stressed at work. Next thing, I was back to heavy smoking. The 3rd time was different. I made a commitment to myself that I would stop. I resolved to stop no matter how hard it would be. And it was hard, very hard. But since then, I've never touched a cigarette again. Resolve is a solemn promise to yourself. Before you make the promise, think carefully about the why. What is your deepest reason for wanting to change? If the reason is that you want to please others, expect problems. But if the why comes from your deepest aspiration, then your resolve will be strong. Here are 3 important tips. Number 1, expect your motivation to waver. If you accept that motivation will waver, then you'll be better prepared to work through those dips. Resolve to keep going no matter what. Number 2, set a schedule. Write up a schedule and stick to it. For example, I do karate. I stick to a schedule of classes that I go to each week. I don't take any notice of how I feel about going. I just pack my karate gear and get into the car. It's much easier to make a one-time resolution about what my training schedule is than to make a new decision before each training session on whether I'm going to go or not. Number 3, tap your passion. If you do undertake something that you are passionate about, it's going to be much easier to make a resolution and stay on track. It can be difficult to find your passion. Actually, a good friend of mine, Barry Davenport, has created an inspiring course called Discover Your Passion. She's also published a free ebook that I highly recommend. I've written about Barry's inspiring course and book. You can read more here. These 3 tips will help you to dig deep and activate your resolve. Remember, it's a solemn promise that you make to yourself. It can be helpful to share your resolve with others. What is your experience of motivation and resolve? You just listened to the post titled, Want to Establish a Good Habit? Use This Secret Mental Force by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So there's some more advice on how to keep those good habits. And before I close out today's show, just one last reminder that you can show your support for this fun and free service by joining my free weekly newsletter. Just text OPTIMAL to 44222 or visit me online at oldpodcast.com. And that's all, folks. Tomorrow is Wellness Wednesday, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.